boys and girls. It's good to see you again. Welcome back to Camp Do Right. Today's episode is a really important one that talks about being two-faced. Have you ever met someone who is nice to you one minute and then mean to you the next? I have a letter here from a student who is facing this dilemma. She writes, "Dear Miss Michelle, I have a best friend that I really like, but sometimes I'm not sure what to do. Sometimes she's really nice to me and wants me to hang out with her, but then the next minute she's mean and ignores me. What do I do? Why is she being this way?" This is a problem I think many young children face. Maybe you have a friend like that, or worse. Maybe you're that way and you treat your friends like that. Well, either way, I think today's character trait is going to be very helpful. It's called being consistent. So, boys and girls, do you know what being consistent means?
I know. Pick me.
Shall we let her answer?
Well, the dictionary tells us that being consistent is to be regular, constant, and not changing. So a consistent person won't be all nice and sweet and kind to one person one minute, and then all mean and rude and moody to another person the next. You know, the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Being unstable is the opposite of being consistent.
Thanks for that great definition. The girl in our story had a problem with not being consistent. I call today's story The Two Carolines. Caroline Herman was a very nice little girl in so many ways. She had beautiful hair and big blue eyes. And when she was dressed and ready to start out to school, you would look at her and think, "Oh my, what an adorable little girl." You couldn't find a nicer little girl than that. But there were two Carolines, not one, two. One was the home Caroline, and the other was the school Caroline. On her way to school every morning, the home Caroline was left on the doorstep of her home, and she would change into the school Caroline. She would be the school Caroline all day at school, and then when she'd come home, she would change back into her home Caroline as soon as she walked into her house. Now, the home Caroline was very different from the school Caroline. The home Caroline was bad-tempered, pouty, grumbly, moody, disobedient, and just not very nice at all. You would never want to be friends with this home Caroline. But do you know what the school Caroline was like? She was exactly the opposite. Let's see if we can come up with some adjectives that would be the opposite of our home Caroline. So, we know that our home Caroline was bad-tempered, pouty, grumbly, moody, and disobedient. Doesn't sound like a very nice girl, does it? Well, what would be the opposite of these words? Let's see, the words we have are smiley, consistent, obedient, good-tempered, and satisfied. Now, which word is the opposite of bad-tempered? Did you say good-tempered? That's right. What would be the opposite of pouty? How about smiley? What would be the opposite of grumbly? What about someone who's satisfied? Okay, two more to go. What do you think is the opposite of moody? Did you say consistent? We covered that word at the beginning, didn't we? Last one. What would be the opposite of disobedient? That's right. It would be obedient. So while the home care line was bad-tempered, pouty, grumbly, moody, and disobedient, the school care line was good-tempered, smiley, satisfied, consistent, and obedient. What a difference, right? Not only that, but she was sweet, charming, kind, and very popular at school. All the kids wanted to be friends with her. Oh, and Caroline loved her school teacher very much. By the way she acted, you would almost think that she loved her teacher more than her mother. She would take flowers to her teacher, give her gifts, give her lots of hugs, and just be the most obedient student you would ever see. In fact, the teacher, seeing just the school Caroline, thought, wow, she is such a great little girl. Mother was so worried, almost to tears, about her two Carolines. What could she do? Oh, that's a serious problem. I'd be worried too if I were her mom. Caroline is what people would call being two-faced, you know, being two different kinds of people. Do you know two-faced people like her? Not good. No, that isn't good. And Caroline was about to learn a really important but difficult lesson. She came home from school one day and, of course, left the school Caroline on the doorstep and picked up her home Caroline before she entered the house. Throwing her books on the floor without even saying hello to her mother, she turned to leave and said, "I'm going outside to play." Mother turned and said, "Please, Caroline, Mommy needs your help. Can you please pick up your books and help Mother prepare dinner?" "I don't want to help prepare dinner." "But Mother's tired and would love your help. Could you at least pick some flowers from the garden and set the table for dinner then?" Caroline put on her biggest pouty face and stomped off into the garden to pick some flowers with a "fine then." While she was gone, Caroline's teacher stopped by for a brief visit. She wanted to stop by and tell Mother all about what a wonderful girl Caroline was at school and how blessed Mother was to have her as a daughter. Mother invited the teacher in and asked if she'd like to stay for dinner and told her to make herself comfortable in the living room while she finished up the salad. Mother left the door open a little so they could continue their conversation. Caroline soon came into the house and slammed the door with a bang. She grabbed a vase and threw the flowers inside it. "There are your old flowers," she said. "Thank you," Mother said quietly. "Now, please, set the table for dinner." "Oh, why do I always have to set the table?" Muttering and grumbling, Caroline got out the plates, forks, knives, spoons, and napkins, and flung them carelessly on the table. Mother didn't say anything. After Caroline was done, Mother said, "Now, will you please go into the living room and invite our guest to join us for dinner?" Caroline quickly turned and saw that the living room door was cracked open. Oh, Mother dear, the table is not set for visitors. No, but it is set for Mother. Now please, go and invite our guests to join us. Caroline nervously walked into the living room. Mother says that you may... Oh, teacher! Were you here the whole time? Did you hear everything? Oh, no! Teacher nodded very sadly. I'm afraid my sweet little Caroline at school is very, very different from the Caroline at home. Caroline was so embarrassed that she burst into tears. I'm so sorry, I'll never be so bad again. And from that point on, there weren't two Carolines anymore. There was only one. The home Caroline had been transformed into a sweet, kind, obedient, and gentle little girl. Okay, boys and girls, we get to learn two songs today. One is called Grumblers and the other is called Keep Your Sunny Side Up, and both songs go perfectly with today's story. Are you ready to learn them? Follow me! Before we learn our song today, there are four sign language words that I will be teaching you, and one phrase. The first sign language word is grumble. Grumble. The second word is father. The third word is mother. The fourth word is teacher. And the phrase is whole week. Whole week. Grumble, father, mother, teacher, whole week. Look for the signs and try to follow along. Nobody likes a grumbler who can't control his tongue. Nobody likes a grumbler, however old or young. Nobody likes a person who will grumble and complain. Nobody likes to hear someone who sounds like he's in pain. Oh, they grumble on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, grumble on Wednesday too. Grumble on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, grumble is all they do. Grumble at father, grumble at mother, grumble at teacher too. Seems like all they do is grumble, grumble the whole week through. Some people are unhappy when they should be content. Some people like to grumble, they really should repent. Some people have a tendency to think that things are bad. Some people need to understand they don't need to be sad. Oh, they grumble on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, grumble on Wednesday too. Grumble on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, grumble is all they do. Grumble at father, grumble at mother, grumble at teacher too. Seems like all they do is grumble, grumble the whole week through. Instead of grumbling, how about we change that attitude and turn our frown upside down? Keep your sunny side up, up, up. Don't let your face get long. Keep your sunny side up, up, up when things are going wrong. Get rid of that hard-boiled face and crack a smile in its place. Keep your sunny side up, not down. Keep your sunny side up, don't frown. Keep your sunny side up, up, up. Don't let your face get long. Keep your sunny side up, up, up when things are going wrong. Get rid of that hard-boiled face.
face and crack a smile in its place. Keep your sunny side up, not down. Keep your sunny side up, don't frown. Today's vocabulary words are disappointed and transformed. A. Disappointed. To feel sad or unhappy because someone let you down. B. Transformed. To be changed into something different. Which one of these words described the teacher after she found out what Caroline was really like at home? Yes, A is the correct answer. The teacher was disappointed because Caroline was so different at home. But thankfully, Caroline was transformed at the end and decided not to be two-faced anymore. Okay, boys and girls, it's time for our character check. Let's head over to the application station. Follow me. Welcome back to our application station, boys and girls. You know, inconsistent friends can cause the most stress because you never know what to expect from them. They're nice and kind one minute, then mean and ignoring, as up and down as the waves of the sea. If you're in this situation, you know how hurtful it can be. Well, today we are going to unlock some attitude tools that will empower you if you ever find yourself in this kind of confusing situation. Are you ready? Come with me. I guess inconsistency in friendships is a little more common among our young friends than we thought, because I have a few more notes from them. The first note reads, I have a friend who will only play with me when she comes over to my house, but she ignores me at school. Another friend wrote, I have a friend who is nice to me half the time and mean to me half the time. And this last note from a friend says, sometimes I don't feel like I can trust my friends because I never know how they're going to act that day. Do any of these situations sound familiar to you? What do you do? Well, here are some tools to keep in mind when faced with friends like this. Tool number one, talk to them about it. There is a chance that your friend might not even know that she is doing this. If she's a really good friend that you don't want to lose, then talk to her and be honest with her. Let her know how it makes you feel. You could say something like this. You know, Karen, you're one of my best friends, but lately I'm a little confused. Sometimes you're really nice to me, and then other times it seems like you don't want to be my friend anymore. I feel really hurt when you do that. What's going on? And see what your friend says. If she's a good friend, she won't want to hurt you, and hopefully she'll become more consistent with her friendship. But there is a chance that your friend doesn't change. Then what? That brings me to tool number two. Change your attitude. The truth is, all kids have the choice to act a certain way towards their friends. And sadly, some kids will still choose to be inconsistent or even mean. If that's the case, there's really nothing that you can do about it except to change your own attitude. Instead of blaming them or accusing them, just accept that some people make poor choices
And at that point, you need to make sure that your attitude towards them remains kind. But also keep in mind that if the friendship continues to drag you down emotionally, it may be wise to look for other friends at that point. Which brings me to point number 3. Find other friends with similar interests. Try to look for friends who like the same things as you. Maybe you like to paint, play sports, cook, read, build Legos, play an instrument. Whatever it is, try to find friends who enjoy the same hobbies. Having friends with common interests will help make your friendship strong. But even if you don't have common interests, you can always learn to be interested in new things. And make sure you look for friends who are uplifting and a blessing to you. Principle number 4 is so important. Be a consistent friend yourself. If you've experienced what it's like to have an inconsistent friend, then make a choice that you will never be like that to your friends. If you react unkindly to your friends because they're mean to you, then you really are no different from them, are you? No matter how people are treating you, we need to remain kind to them, just like Jesus would be. It's not easy, but say a prayer in your heart and ask Jesus for strength to help you continue to be kind to those who are mean to you. Point number 5 is also very important. Remember that no one can make you feel bad about yourself. You are in charge of your own happiness. When someone's mean to you, it's so easy to blame yourself or think that something's wrong with you. It's easy to feel bad about yourself. But you have to remember this important fact. The only person who can make you feel bad about yourself is yourself. So you have to make a choice in your mind. You can choose to be happy even though all of this is happening to you. You can choose to ignore people's behavior and refuse to let it make you sad. You can choose to be nice, kind, and happy even if people around you are ignoring you and being mean. Whenever negative, hurtful, and sad thoughts come into your mind, you can make a choice to forget about those thoughts and replace them with happy thoughts. You are in charge of your own happiness. Don't ever forget that. Here's point number 6. Remember that you have a forever best friend. Jesus will always be there for you. There is no change in his love ever for you. He is 100% consistent. So on those days when you're especially lonely and you don't have any friends, talk to Jesus. He will carry you through. And here's our last point. Tell your parents. Let your parents know what's going on and ask them to pray for you. Parents, if your child comes to you with this problem, don't overreact. Instead, listen calmly with acceptance and compassion. Encourage your child to keep a kind, caring attitude and try not to take control of the situation. Instead, just be there for your child. It will mean the world to them. You know, boys and girls, being consistently kind to someone who is unkind to you is very difficult. But remember, the right and wise choice is not always the easiest choice to make. so I challenge you to check your heart and check your mind when going through a difficult situation, and no matter what, make a choice to remain consistent. Well, boys and girls, that's it for today. Remember, doing right means making the wise choice every single moment of every single day. Hope to see you again next time. Bye.